shoulders to stand on. The sooner you reach for all the life-changing narrated books that are loved by all the intellectuals around the world, the easier your life ahead is going to become, because great books give you what crappy teachers fail to deliver. This is rather obvious, of course. But what you don't quite see yet is that you will adopt the culture of great beings that wrote those books. This means that you will begin to sense the betrayal of the teachers. You may even understand that being top of the class is actually quite a disaster. Because by memorizing, by pushing too hard, you get the full dose of ineffective education. Here, even the things that you would have learned on your own will be pretty much taken away from you. This one is actually quite scary because you may not actually notice it happening. I think I will tell a story rather than dwell in the abstract. I wrote a little computer program in 6th or 7th grade. The teacher accused me of cheating, and the bullies, as always, laughed at me. In my mind, I simply accepted that reality. I still felt that I was worthless and stupid, because now I was failing yet another class. Though by high school, I was smart enough to drop out the moment the biology teacher said, and with a smile, that weed is an herb. A couple of days later, I get grabbed by adult Ed. I think maybe the adult Ed principal might have been alerted to my protest and walkout. She seemed to be glad to take me in. Maybe I'm just imagining things. After I did get my diploma from high school, I taught myself web design and desktop application development. My parents yelled at me that it's taking too long. And when I tried to get work at Best Buy, I was dismissed with prejudice. The man yelled, "What is the latest version of HTML? It was 3.2. But even if I knew that, I just wanted to go. Shortly after that, I got what I would call a full-stack senior developer position in an office without windows, just brick walls. It was the best time and the most dangerous time of my life. It was all just the pure pleasure of programming day after day. And I was really unhappy how weekends were interrupting my work, seriously. Just out of the pleasure of constant programming alone, I knew that this was all wrong, and I had to go. Because, you know, life is meant to be lived. You see, I made choices opposite of what was expected of me, because my bullies and the teachers that ignored them taught me that majority was probably always wrong. You see, the few thousand of my very small computer programs taught me what real education really is. That real education gives us real abilities and tools that are relevant to our existence. But yeah, it was the narrated books written by great beings that absolutely helped me the most. They helped me stop feeling like my path was the wrong one. And I wasn't memorizing quotes. I was befriending the philosophers in hopes of understanding them better. And as a result, I ended up stepping into their world. What is more, I now know that there is no other culture or world to step into. The human culture is where the philosophers who made lasting contributions are. I only remember one wisdom from middle school. Sam przeciwszystkim, which means one against all. I pulled it out of a funky Koval comic book when the bullies started getting crafty. Two wisdoms from high school was all I got. The choices you make today dictate the life ahead of you. That is from Renaissance Man. An ancient English teacher played the movie for us in class. And of course, the mandatory, life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it. That's from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. You have to learn to resist memorizing whatever you can easily look up and focus on taking care of your own private constellation of curiosities so that none are ever taken from you. Pay little attention to surface detail and aim to learn from the architectures beneath. You must not allow schools to convince you to memorize and jump hoops, and they will use threats of ridicule, of being held back, or not being able to get a job. It is critical that you accept the responsibility for your own education, which can only happen when you follow your noblest curiosities, when you learn on your own, at your own pace, and in the sequence that your mind dictates, that matches what you already know. All the while, you must surround yourself with all the world's great beings. They wanted nothing more than to share their wisdom with you. They ask for nothing in return. They just want to spare you what they have gone through and perhaps to make their hard-won battles count some more. This also happens to be the only way for our species to grow up. This is the only path out of meaningless wars and towards more peaceful an enlightened future. Know that as a human being, you are charged with growing all the way up, until you too become a great being, and like others, leave lasting contributions and a new pair of shoulders for others to stand on as they begin their own journeys in life.